We're very grateful you accepted our invitation to hear more of Led Zeppelin, the first three albums then and now. Another exciting discovery for the companion disc of the newly released Led Zeppelin 3 album is the blues classic Key to the Highway. Here's Robert Percy Plant.
I don't remember recording it, but I think it was at the end of some session when we had a bit of time and we recorded Hats Off to Harper, I think, which was kind of long jam of every single blues song there ever was, or thrown into one and then put some effects on the vocals. And so love of the blues, yeah, the blues comes out in all sorts of forms, and the more we go down our history and in our individual histories, the blue note is never far away. But it doesn't have to be a traditional blues. It never did, really, you know. So it was nice to make a call on that, and we'd completely forgotten about it. I'm sure even Jimmy had, and he is the master of all Zeppelin knowledge. My involvement in this project, this group, and everything has been as I've always been. I'm keen, I'm eager, I'm supportive. I know some stuff. But you can tell where I was at because I saw not long ago one of the boxes of one of the tapes, and the title of one of the tracks is Percy's Sleeping. So I'd obviously had a nap in the middle of everything, which is kind of the best way singers can be. Wake up and be enthusiastic, bore everybody to tears, and then go back to sleep again.
I've got the key to the highway. I'm bound to grow. I've got to keep walking this highway. Most too slow. I eat my breakfast in California. I eat my dinner in Canada. Ooh, I'm gonna keep on walking this highway.
Released for the first time as part of the bonus disc for Led Zeppelin 3, that is Key to the Highway. Led Zeppelin was not afraid to stretch out on album or on the concert stage. At the same time, the next song illustrates that the group could not be pigeonholed. They created a wide range of music from their very beginnings.
There's a lot to be said about that, but it's a real strong, powerful, and there's not a note wasted. And that's the other side of the long, extended, drawn-out, tangential music. That's the flip of the coin. Immigrant Song went for it, evocative, colorful, and scenic.
Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin III, which brings our show to a close. Now, before we go, Jimmy Page tries to sum up his feelings on what it's meant to him to be a member of Led Zeppelin.
It was just the most wonderful thing to have been part of. It was a group that I know all musicians dream to have a group like that or be playing in a band like that. Just even be playing in a band like that or in the company of musicians like that. So happy that we were able to stay together for so, as long as what we did, to have made music that has meant a lot to people, to their lives, and really helped them through certain periods in their lives, has given them such great positive times. And also that whatever I've done as a producer or a songwriter or as a musician, an audible musician, that's an inspiration for others. As you know, understanding that from having gone to Berkeley, it was quite overwhelming. But you know, that's a lifetime achievement for me.
Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin II, and Led Zeppelin III are out as of June 3rd in numerous configurations, including the way they originally released them in 1968, 69, and 70 on vinyl. Led Zeppelin, the first three albums then and now, was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Atlantic Records and Swan Song. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mahan, Jason Elzey, Mike Engstrom, and Robin Hurley. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.